Welcome to the Humble Pie podcast. This is the podcast that is life admin for your soul.
My name is Teresa.
And I'm Mush.
And we are your hosts.
Hi, guys. Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to 2020. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
Yes.
We hope you had a wonderful New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And we are praying and expecting for blessings abundantly to flow throughout 2020.
Yeah.
My gosh, can you believe we started a whole podcast last year? Look at that.
Yes. Going into the decade. So what can we do that can top that?
I don't know.
To be continued, isn't it?
But I know God knows.
Yes.
He's on
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
So today is the final episode of season two.
Season finale. Yes, it is.
Season finale.
Yes, it is.
This is me clicking in case you can't tell what the noise is. Thank you guys so much for listening, for tuning in, for being here with us throughout two whole seasons.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that the episodes we recorded continue to bless you.
Yes.
And God continues to speak to you through them.
Yes.
We are so humbled by all he's done.
Mm-hmm.
We're just really excited. So this episode is Jehovah Elohim.
Yes.
Which means God, our creator.
Yes. Is 10 like any number of completion? Because we're in our 10th episode. Does it mean anything?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Does it? I'm making it up. I've never heard anything.
I think, well, there are 10 commandments.
Okay.
There are 10 commandments.
All right.
We have 10 fingers.
Yes, we 10 have toes
10
as well.
10 toes. There are, like, our number system is based on 10.
Yeah, okay. There's 10 years in a decade.
10 years in a decade, and we're starting a new decade. And, like, 10's a big number. So, yeah, our 10th episode.
Okay, fair enough. Yes,
girl.
So, episode number 10 is Jehovah Elohim, God our Creator. So, literal translation from Hebrew to English is the strong one.
Mm.
So, that's what God is. So, we will, first of all, we'll go to Genesis 1 verses 1 because that is the most obvious verse to go to. And I'm reading the New King James Version, and it's literally the shortest thing ever. And it's in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Simple. God is the creator.
Mm.
He created everything that we see today. All the ideas and everything that has come to fruition, like several millions of years afterwards or whatever, that is all through God. He's the one that gives us the wisdom to create things. He created the initial basis, and then he used human beings to create what we see around us now. Mm. And shock horror, he created us as well. So if we move down Genesis 1, verse 27, New King James Version, I just read that. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Mm.
Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So if you have any doubt about who you are on this earth, or even who you are in Christ, know that God created you. He created man, he created everything that surrounds you. So don't ever belittle yourself or look down on yourself or feel like you're not worthy enough or not worthy of love or caring, because understand that God created you in His own image for a purpose on this earth.
Yes.
So amen. I just want you to know that. So from the get-go, first book in the Bible, God says, I'm the creator. That, so I think it's apt that we end with the first name of God, which is true. Elohim.
That he
is and, that's the first thing that he introduced himself to.
And I guess it's because he is the beginning, he is also the end. Like, because he is the source of everything. He is... you know, if ever you're feeling, like you're saying, if you're struggling to feel like significant, or you're struggling for anything in life, he is the source of it all, all of the good things. And I often think nature, just like, you know, the oceans, the seas, forests, I think its beauty kind of reflects God back to us. And it's like, if God would create such beauty in those things, that same amount of beauty resides in me. That same amount of significance, that same amount of complexity, that same amount of attention to detail, it all exists in me as well as in the world around me. I think that's something, if you hold it really dear to your heart, it changes how you see the whole world.
Yes, it does. And I just want to hit John 1. Verses 3, I'll read in the New King James Version as well, just to reiterate. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Just to reiterate what Mashana said, the complexity, God has created you to be a light. And it is intentional and is on purpose.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's one of those things, I don't know, I guess it's easy to forget just when there are things moving around us in life. And also we live in such a modern society, you know, like we interact through screens and everything's contactless and, you know, it can all, I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't stop to reflect on like the beauty and complexity of creation, because so much of what I'm around has been created by other people. And that's not to say that God didn't participate in those things, you know. I definitely think God like inspires inventors and uses people to further and, you know, allows us to participate in the creation process with him. But I think it's so easy to forget in modern, you know, in modern London society, and I know I'm blessed to be here, but to forget that, how complex the world is, how beautiful it is, how complex my own body is, the biology of it, the chemistry of it, and that it's all created on purpose. And if God would put so much attention to detail and all of those things, then I hold significance. Whether or not I feel it or recognize it, it's intrinsically there, because I actually studied biology, so I do know we are deeply complex people. Like, you know.
And funny thing, not to be like, but I do too, but I do enjoy nature and animals, and obviously in the city it's very hard to see that unless you go and see them locked up in a zoo, which I'm not going to do.
Can't do it.
I can't support that, sorry.
Yeah.
But one of my friends, I probably annoy her with it because she doesn't care so much. But when I see like an animal or something like that, or a tree or some old plant, I'm like, oh wow, look at that, that's so nice. And she's like, yeah, whatever, keep it moving. and I maybe if I was living somewhere else where it was all around me, I wouldn't care so much.
Yeah.
But like being in this concrete jungle, I just appreciate the natural things that have been created, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is interesting. Like, I don't know in our area, I don't know what it is, but there's like been a boom of squirrels. You literally see squirrels just running up and down all over the place, and I'm like, wow, look at this squirrel, it's so nice, and look, he's eating something, and oh, I wish he would come over here and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is something God created. He like thought, let me give it a bushy tail that curls up that way.
Yeah.
And let me give it little hands to eat food and like nibbling on it. little by little. And obviously, as well, we need medicine. Medicine is important. And although we believe in healing and we believe that God can heal people, He has also put the herbs and everything on earth to be able to deal with certain circumstances when it comes around. And it's like, I love that if you are having a cold, you don't have to go straight to paracetamol. You can use lemon, you can use mint, you can use ginger, whatever. Funny. Those things are all there. And that's what God has made. He literally made a little fly, which is a bee, that can make the sticky substance that helps us, makes things sweeter. It's like when you comprehend God's creation, you sit there for hours and be like,
it's really,
are you serious? What is this for? And why did you think of this?
I completely agree. I think there's like something so, I mean, the Bible says that the nature reflects God's glory, and even the rocks cry out and praise Him.
Yes.
I can't remember the exact verse, but it is really like, I was watching one of those David Attenborough documentaries recently, and it's so crazy because everything about every creature, every plant is like optimized for its environment. It's everything serves a purpose.
Yeah.
Right. So you get like certain trees where it's really sunny, they have these broad leaves to capture the sun, or if it's really cold, they're kind of smaller but we've got more chlorophyll to catch more sunlight, everything's optimized for its purpose. And and it just made me think, well, I must be too.
Yes,
like everything about me is on purpose for my purpose, that, you know, for everything, how I interact, how I understand, how my brain is wired. God designed it, you know, for optimally for a relationship with Him, for a relationship with others, but also in connection to the environment around me, in connection to the plants and the animals and things like that. And I think it's really beautiful that nowadays I feel like there's a little bit of an awakening in terms of appreciation for nature and for God's creation.
Well, because now it's being destroyed.
Exactly, because our predecessors didn't appreciate the environment.
Do you think that's fair to say? Well, maybe they didn't understand it.
I think they didn't think ahead, right? So I think that they were like, oh, plastic is this really great substance that we can use.
But how long has plastic been around for, though?
Like, plastic to the level of like loads of, because people used to use paper bags before, and you used to have stuff in glass jars, tin jars, which are not
so as it's bad, only no. Recent history, I'd say probably like
last 50 years,
maybe 50 years. Yeah.
So that means like maybe two generations above us were the people who were deciding,
yes,
we're gonna put plastic packaging,
yes,
and I think that they weren't intending, well, I'd like to think they weren't intending to, like, oh, let's ruin the environment and the oceans.
Yeah.
I think they just didn't think what happens to this plastic after they're done with it. Mm-hmm. Whereas now we're really like, well, am I going to click a plastic bag over a paper bag when I know the plastic bag is going to sit on this planet for a million years? Mm-hmm. The paper bag will be gone in a year or whatever. But I do think that is kind of a God-breathed enthusiasm. I honestly feel like all of our appreciation, a renewed understanding of the importance of our environment, is God breathed, because, you know, His word even says He made it and it was very good.
Yes.
And He, you know, even the passage you talked about the trees with their fruit and all the animals and the birds, and God made all of those on purpose. If you speak to biologists, if you speak to David Attenborough, all these people, you know, they'll tell you everything is optimized for its purpose.
Yeah,
I
don't want people to forget that we're part of that as well, because we may be talking about the trees and the animals and the herbs and all of that stuff. We are part of creation
too.
Yeah, she says in Genesis that He created us and breathed life into man. Yes,
exactly.
And in His image. So have the same appreciation for you, yourself, and your body, and those around you as well, and look at each other and think that you are a marvel. You are interesting. Exactly. That's crazy.
Exactly.
You have veins in you that a heart pumps the blood around.
I know.
That's great. You're so interesting.
I know. Exactly. Fascinating. fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. I think sometimes so many things distract us from that. It's almost like we take ourselves for granted.
Yeah.
And we don't stop, because I think when you know that, you treat yourself a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
You treat yourself with a bit more care,
yeah,
and attention, because you're like, nah, this body is like precious. It's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way that we don't want to pollute the planet, we shouldn't be polluting ourselves.
True.
True. Yeah.
We've gone down a path of like this, like hippie.
I know,
kind of.
I know, exactly. That new 2020 energy.
But it's true. What we say is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, in all seriousness, it's a good note to start the year to have that recognition of, man, you carry such significance.
Mm-hmm.
You, Teresa, as God wanted you. He chose your features.
It,
he chose your voice. He chose your sense of humor. And all of it is on purpose, for your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like for the way that you connect with people, for the passions he's put inside of you, for the purposes he has in his kingdom for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about you is like optimized for that. And I guess sometimes, even if you don't know exactly what the end goal is, and we often don't know what God's doing, right? He just shows us the next steps and we move in faith. But you can know that, no, everything about me is on purpose. I'm on track because I was designed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know, I think that's encouraging.
I think it's incredibly encouraging. Incredibly encouraging. So, Jehovah Elohim, know that he is powerful. Powerful, strong enough to create the whole world, and he hasn't stopped.
Mm.
I think we've mentioned in like past episodes about God creating a new earth once this one has passed away, once Jesus comes back, that he has the power. It's not like he rested on the seventh day after he created, but it's not like he doesn't have the power to create another earth right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And click on the thing, he can do it. He can do it. Take another 7 days and create something even better, the same, whatever.
Yeah.
God can do it. So this is the God we serve. He is mighty. He is powerful. Mm. He is a creator. He is thoughtful. He thinks about you, Mashana. He's thoughtful enough to create you for his purpose on this earth, to make you an intricate being and part of his tapestry that he has weaved.
Mm. It is so beautiful to really contemplate that power and how that power is so good. You know, that the most powerful being in everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good. And I don't know, I'm claiming for my 2020 year, I am moving in that goodness.
Amen.
Like, I'm trusting it.
Amen.
Trusting that he can create universes with the words.
Mm-hmm.
He just says it and it's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's my God. That's who made me.
Mm-hmm.
Who can say anything?
Who can stand against?
Who can try? I'm so serious. So I really feel that maybe that's like 2020's motto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who can say anything?
Mm-hmm.
I think also though, to pick up on your point of he is the creator and he moves with such intention and he hasn't stopped creating.
Mm-hmm.
I think a really powerful thing that God gave us in creating us in his image is the ability to co-create with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, I mean, God gives us ideas. He gives us thoughts.
Yeah.
He gives us imagination. He gives us tools to create things that don't exist. So you can write a song and it's like you pulled the melody from where? Don't know. You pulled it and now it's a song.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can... you know, you create a product. And I think the most beautiful thing about creating is you take something that didn't exist, it existed in your mind, and then you made it real. And I mean, we do that with this podcast, right? We'll say we're going to do 10 episodes. They're in our heads until we make them real.
Yeah.
And that process of doing that, I really feel is something God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
Other animals can't do that in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Let me take it back to nature again. In terms of all creation, all the things he's created, the let's say that mammals and all of that stuff. He's also given us the power to be able to be fruitful. It says go be fruitful, multiply. So women, well, men and too. Women, yes, yeah, sorry. Men and women can come together and create another human being. It's not like God drops a child from heaven
know,
and it's like
here, one, drop,
or he doesn't
door.
Form the clay right in front of you and breathes his life and is like, here's your child. Yeah, she's given us the organs to be able
to participate.
Yes, to participate in creation.
And how beautiful is it? I mean, I've been around two members of my family have been pregnant recently, one's about to give birth, and what a madness. Like, I met the newest member of my family, gorgeous little girl. She's there gurgling and wriggling, you know, like newborns do, where they're like not quite sure what they're doing yet. It's fine, they're new, they're gonna take a while, but she and I just was like, man, 9 months ago you did not exist,
did not,
and here you are, a whole person, your own mind and everything. All the information that will determine how tall she is, what her voice sounds like, her sense of humor. I mean, okay, there's obviously the nature versus nurture argument, mm-hmm. but all of that's already there. Mm-hmm. It's in her mind, how tall she's gonna be, what her fingers will look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all there. And I just marveled. I was like, God, you really are something else, because if we as humans had to consciously think, like, say you were the mother and you were like, okay, today I'm going to grow some lungs for my baby. Today I'm going to grow the kidneys. And then it gets to, like, the birth and you're like, oh man, I forgot to give her eyes. Quickly grow some eyes. Do you know what I mean? Like, sounds ridiculous. But imagine if you had to really think it through. We'd miss something.
Yeah.
Rest assured.
Yeah.
But God, in his, like, in his grace, it's kind of like he's like, you can participate, but he still does all the work.
He does all the
intricacies. And yeah, what a beautiful thing.
What a beautiful thing indeed.
So we have come to the live admin section of today's podcast.
Yes.
And as it is the first week of January, but also our last episode of this season,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to leave you guys with like a little challenge to try for 2020. And so I really believe in like setting a goal and like really praying and working towards things. And I'm always reminded of that parable of the talents,
mm-hmm.
where Jesus talks about a story where God gives three people three talents. And I guess you could think of those as three coins. One buries it because that's what he thought was best to do. One takes it and doubles it. And then one takes it and creates like a business empire. And Jesus says, who do you think God would be most happy with at the end? And they all said, oh, the one who buried it, because that's safe and sure.
Yeah.
But actually, God says, no, the one who took it and created more from what he was given.
Yeah.
And I really think that, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I'm really expecting to see more from God and expecting him to use me more and like to multiply what he's already given me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm hoping for in various different aspects of my life. So something I'm doing that I'd encourage you guys to do,
mm-hmm.
is sit, pray, and think through, like, as it's our 10th episode and we were discussing the number 10 earlier, I'm going to say 10. Take 10 things that you are believing to see God move in,
mm-hmm.
this year, mm-hmm. 2020, mm-hmm. and make it like specific.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, this is just an example, but I am going to buy a house in West London in 2020,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's for how example. Specific you need to get.
You need to be specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just I'm going to buy a house at some point in the future, mystically, maybe anywhere on planet Earth. That won't fly. Be specific and pray about it. I would encourage you to pray about it so that God can direct you to like set your goals in alignment with what he has for you. But write these things down that you're expecting to see God move in,
mm-hmm.
put them in a jar, write them on a piece of paper, put the list in a jar, close it, and then open it on New Year's Eve 2020,
mm-hmm.
and see how God will move in your life in the next 12 months, over the next 2020. Because I really, I did something similar last year,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the things that I had on there was about just like kind of interactions with people, my understanding of God, my creativity, my music, my career, things like that. And I promise you, one by one, things I'd even forgotten that I'd written down, God delivered. And this isn't to say that God is a genie in a lamp and you're just going to get whatever you ask for.
Because 99.9% of the time it doesn't happen.
That is not how it works.
Have you heard the saying, you make plans and God laughs?
No, I haven't heard that.
So you make your plans and then God laughs at them. So boy, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
If it's not in his...
If it's not in his plan, it's not going to happen. So I'm saying pray before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do also think there is that verse that says, a wise man makes plans and God leads them.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought that up when we were talking about the God is the cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
God is the cornerstone episodes. I'd encourage you guys to go back and listen to that one. But yeah, write it down. Write down and see what it is you're expecting from God. Now, please, I mean, I'm not saying be realistic because our God is a big, powerful God. But, you know, it's not like I'm going to build a house on the moon because...
We're not there yet.
It's not going to happen. You know, or...
what is the purpose of building the house on the moon?
Yeah,
actually?
Exactly.
Yeah, what would the purpose be?
What would the purpose be? But I would say things like if you're wanting to see a move in your career, if you are hoping for an improvement of relationship with family members, if you're wanting salvation for someone. Because I really think writing it down kind of brings it alive in your mind to yourself. And it's also, I guess, you kind of submitting to God, like you're having faith in Him to move with these things. But hey, don't come for me if a New Year's Eve
some of these things aren't happening.
But I mean, it is really personal, it is really private, it is between you and God. But He is faithful, He is powerful, and you will be surprised at how He can move when you give Him the opportunity and when you believe in advance of seeing it that. You trust by faith, these things are already done. God has already covered it.
Mm-hmm.
He already has my family in the palm of His hands. He already has provided for me financially. He already knows what my career is. He already knows where I'm going to live. He already knows about my spouse. He knows about my children. When you believe that and you give that to Him and you say, these things I'm trusting in faith, in alignment with God's word, you will see how He moves. Because He does move, because He is always moving.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Be encouraged, really, because even on a real talk, there's like some things that I've been asking God for like 3 years in a row, and it's like rolling over every year.
Mm.
It hasn't happened yet, but that doesn't mean that you lose faith and believe that it's not for you,
mm-hmm.
because we believe in God's timing, His perfect timing, which isn't in line with His plan.
Yeah.
So don't stop praying for those things.
Yeah.
Even if they don't happen and they roll over 10 years time and then it finally happens.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can still pray into those things.
Yeah, exactly. And I often think the example of that I have to think about is how the Egyptians are praying to God for freedom. And then
the Egyptians, the Israelites. Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Oh.
I was like...
Wrong, yeah. The Israelites are praying to God for freedom from the Egyptians.
Yes.
And for years they've been praying, praying, praying. And then when God moved, He moved.
Mm-hmm.
He parted the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
He brought Moses. And when Moses was born, he already knew 30 years later that this child would be the one to lead the Israelites out. And so never doubt that God is working on the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan that He's working on is better than the one you have for yourself. But also, don't be afraid to come before Him with what you really want. Don't be afraid to come before Him, you know, with humility and in line with what He asks for. Because He is our God. We have a relationship with Him. And He says, come to me with prayer of thanksgiving, mm-hmm, present your request to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a verse from James 4, I believe. So, yeah, be encouraged, guys. 2020 is our year.
It's your year.
It's your year. And yeah, just thank you guys so much for listening, tuning in.
Come to the end. We will have a season 3 for you.
Yay!
So I guess that's in the works.
Yeah.
And when it gets closer to that time, we will let you know for sure. But it has been a pleasure.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed season two. I've enjoyed the guests that we've had.
I've enjoyed the
subjects that we've had, the conversations that we have.
Yeah.
As ever, it's always life admin for your soul. Don't forget about your soul.
Exactly.
The physical is important, but your soul, your mind, your heart, that's the most important thing.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sending love and blessings. And we just pray. Yeah, we continue to pray for you guys. And we ask that you join us in praying for season three, that we will see God do big things with this podcast.
Yes.
But until next time, you know, be blessed.
Be blessed. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
This has been the Humble Pie Podcast.
Thank you for joining us. I have been Mush.
And I have been Teresa.
We would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your thoughts to podcast.humble.pie@gmail.com.
We are also on Instagram at podcast.humble.pie, and you can find us on YouTube.
Just search for the Humble Pie Podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Spread the word and be blessed.